We learned a few lines into it. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining that the ideal way of bringing down Elokus into the world, which is the purpose of the neshama coming into the body, is through Avas Hashem, in a way that you awaken this tremendous love for Hashem, like, and you feel bad that you're distant away, you're distant from Hashem, and so on. He says, "This is the way it's supposed to be." But it's not like that. Instead of being embittered from the fact that we're far away from Hashem, the person doesn't care about that. He cares about gashmistic things he doesn't have. The same thing. Instead of having simcha about godliness, he has simcha about worldly things. This is where, we learned a few more lines. That's what it says. Tzion b'mishpat tipadem. Tzion is redeemed. With the mishpat, Tzion lashon simon. Ano simono. What does it mean? Tzion b'mishpat tipadem. Tzion, Zion, will be redeemed with mishpat. With Torah. But here he says Tzion. Tzion refers Tzion refers, the translation of Tzion is like a simen, a sign. So the sign represents the level of the neshama that's concealed in the body. It's only a sign of the original, neshama. And he says that refers to pnimius, alev, ava, tivis, ava, pnimius. Hamus, taris, belev, ish, yisrael. That refers to the level of the neshama which is concealed within every Jew. So what does the Pasuk say? The neshama is in Golos, in the body, Yetzirah. If you want to redeem it, meaning that the neshama should get out of its Golos of the body in Nefesh HaBamis, so that's through Mishpat. Tzion, which refers to the neshama, not only the Zion, the people. Tzion refers to the neshama. Begami, beGolos, and it's also in Golos. So therefore it says, Tipad, Bitzdaka. Like the Targum says on the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk by Yosef and the brothers with the butter, but the butter and the baker. So Yosef told the butter he's going to go back. So the Targum says it means like the first halacha, the way it was. So you see, Mishpat means halacha. Hainu, Kamei Shamed Azal, like Chazal say, ain't a Golius Miskanches. The only way Golus is going to end, basically gathered together back out of Golus, Elibischus HaMishnayis. The Gemara says that what's going to get the Jews out of Golus? Mishnayis. Why? Shenema kam yitu bagoyim ki atayda or. Okay, so he says like this. How do you read? Ideally, the neshama should want only Elokus. It should only feel bad of its lack of Elokus. Factually, it's the opposite. We feel bad because we don't have meat in the 9 days. We feel bad, good when we have meat in the. So the bottom line is, how do you redeem the neshama from its golus in the body? So he says, through Torah, through halacha, through Mishnah. And then it says, v'shaveh literally means it's returnees. But shaveh also means a level of tshuva. Veshaveha, by the way, is plural. It's return plural. That refers to Beis Chaloli Aleph, the two parts of the heart, Shem Shvuy and Mamish, which are imprisoned to the Nefesh HaBamis. Who controls the heart? The Nefesh HaBamis. Ki Amri Reshahai Siru'u Yelies Harichu Kimei Hashem. Because the bitterness that's supposed to be from the distance from Hashem, now what is it bitter about in the body? Gashmistic of things it's bitter about. The same thing, simcha that's supposed to come from mitzvah. The mamish imprisoned. In other words, The meridus is imprisoned, the bitterness is imprisoned, and the simcha is imprisoned. Instead of having simcha kedusha and bitterness and distance from Hashem, is the opposite. So those two v'shaveha, its returnees, plural, is through tzedakah. Masha'en came b'china siyein. This level of siyein she'en b'china zu b'lu'umazeh. There is no level of kedusha. I mean, of the neshama in evil. And therefore, how do you return v'shaveha? That's redeemed b'tzedakah. In other words, the neshama that's in the body, that's in galus, how do you get it out of galus? Through Torah. How do you get the fact of meridus and simcha in the wrong ways? That is with tzedakah. What is tzedakah? Rachmanus. The level of Yaakov Avinu, pity. Rachman, what's that? Ala ani. You have pity on the poor person. Omida, connected mida then. When we have rachmanus on ourselves, Hashem has pity on us. Because Hashem works deep, Hashem reacts the way we act. So if we feel bad, seriously, that the Nisham is far from Hashem, so then Hashem has rachmanus on us. Okay. And look in the Gerzer Kedush. What is the level of tziyin? Kisham tziva Hashem is a bracha. That's where Hashem commanded the bracha. Kamesha kosev be'idra zuta. Adebitche b'chino madregis bracha now. V'uprim yisalev shalemayla mibchines ava. That's the level of tziyin. The level of tziyin represents the level of ava that the neshama in essence has, it's not revealed, which is even higher than the level of the regular ava. V'chein pirusha arizal. Who, I just skipped to ayin. Lo v'b'sefer zeir. Shebechin is tziyin. What's the level of tziyin? The level, mimamakim k'rasich Hashem. Out of the depth, I call you Hashem. The what? I don't hear it.
Is this not connected to Mission Tetzer Torah Ugar Hashem Yerushalayim?
It's all Tzim B'mishpat Tipades Kimitzin Tetzer Seir. Yes, it's all interconnected. But basically, what he's saying is the purpose of the neshama coming into the body is to have the meridus and simcha of kedusha. Lepoil, it's not like that. So how do you rectify that situation? So you have the neshama is in galus, the meridus and simcha is in galus, but not the way it's supposed to be. So through Torah, halacha, mishnah, and through the level of rachmanis, tzedakah, that's the way you redeem it.
Huh?
You
mentioned
Arizal
today?
Yeah, today is your turn. Okay. That's the level of Baruch v'inyan bracha. He says like this: there's Baruch and there's bracha. One is masculine and one is feminine. Yeah. So he says, "Erais min chokhma nafkes" is the level of bracha, Baruch. Okay. Torah shebiksav at least is chokhma. That's masculine. Remember, Chochmah is masculine, Bina is feminine, father and mother. Lochein Tzim, which is a level of bracha, b'mishpati pada, meaning aydei hilchas ha-teira. And look at all that. And therefore, Tzim is the level, the gematria of Yosef. Oh. Yep. That Tzim equals Yosef, the Rebbe spoke about a million times, about the Friedrich Rebbe, but anyway.
Yeah, tell us.
It's all look here. Misham Yuvin Gamkin Timishpata Bishweza Kater Shavabitstock. Okay, this is the rest of the mime was I and look here. There. Okay. So no, this is look here, it doesn't even say what. So bottom line is that's the whole Indian, what the Maimon began, Tzim B'mishpat Tipad B'Shevah B'Tzedakah represents, and that's how he went into the whole Aved of the Neshama. Neshama is before world, and therefore the problem is Neshama comes from this great place into a low place. What's supposed to be is not what it is, And therefore, how do you get it back to what it is? To see in b'mishpatibad and shavel b'tzlach. Okay.
Which means give tzedakah. That's how you get it back.
Yeah, a lot of tzedakah. I'll tell you where to make out the check to. But also, no, here it's the Falter Rebbe is really defining tzedakah rachmanis. When you give money to the poor persons, because you have rachmanis on them. So he says, the tziyim b'mishpatipada means Torah reveals the neshama. But v'shavel, that you need the level of rachmanis on ourselves. In other words, yeah, obviously, literally, it means you have to redeem. That's what the Rebbe said always. See, mishpatipada with the learning Torah and tzedakah. But here, the Rebbe is explaining that the level of Torah and shavel b'tzedakah means rachmanis, that we need to have an our neshama, how bad it is that we don't even feel what's right. And then, when we have rachmanis on ourselves, Hashem has rachmanis on us and gives us the proper perspective of what life should be, not what it is. Yes. Okay, see, that's the next, the Maimer. It's whatever. But in the Medrash, by Pasha Sekev, it says in the Medrash like this. Avram Nasan Leban of Shnei Arisim. Avram Avinu gave two artists, the sharecroppers. Like it says, the Paski Yadayt, V'shamu Derech Hashem Lasi Tzedako Mishpat. Okay, Hashem gave Avram Avinu, I'm sorry, Avram gave to his children, like it says, what did he do? He taught his children, Lases Tzedakah U'Mishpat. That's what the Pasuk says about Avram Avinu. L'man Yitzav is born of his base, Achrov. Yeah, what did Avram Avinu give over to his children? The love of Tzedakah and Torah, which is, by the way, the same thing as Siyim B'Mishpat Yipadev V'Shevel B'Tzedakah. It says, "Af Hakadosh Baruch Hu zokol shnei adisim, kenegdom chesed verachmin." And the Yisrael, the Medrash says, the Yidden got up with kashrus atzmon. They prepared themselves. Shekach tzivtzim b'mishpatibad v'shevel b'tzedakah. Just like the Jews did this by giving tzedakah and teirah, Af Hakadosh Baruch hevi shalei. Shekach tziv ki harim yamushiv chasdim itich. Amen. Achamech Hashem. Basically, Avram Avinu gave over to his children tzedakah mishpat, and therefore Hashem gave to Avram Avinu chesed and rachmin, which again is tzedakah mishpat.
What is this sharecroppers? When did Avraham speak
sharecroppers? No, it's a mashal. It's not Avram Avinu didn't have share. I'm sure he had sharecroppers. Avram was very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Zevel perdaisiv shel Avram v'lei kesef zol shel Avimelech. People say it's better to have the junk of Avram Avinu than the gold and silver of Avimelech. Okay. And then you say this. Derech ha-mavur makum ha-achar and posik. We say, Shapri Yerushalayim es Hashem. Halil lekach tziyeg. Shapri Yerushalayim es Hashem. That Yerushalayim will praise Hashem. Halilia lekach tziyeg. Tziyeg will praise God. Shapri Yerushalayim es Hashem. Yerushalayim will give shvach, praise to Hashem. And then it says, Halali Elokayach Tziyin. Elokayach will be praised to Tziyin. L'cheira kashar Tziyin upnimis. Yerushalayim. So l'cheira, what's deeper? Yerushalayim or Tziyin? So it says like this. Tziyin, he brings out, is the pnimius of Yerushalayim. Now, the Yerushalayim is a broad word. Tziyin is the essence of Yerushalayim. So, l'chayr, Tziyin is greater than Yerushalayim. Right? Yet, when it comes to Yerushalayim, it says, Shapri Yerushalayim es Havaya, and by Tziyin, it says, Elokim, Elokayach. One second. If Tziyin is greater than Yerushalayim, and Havaya is greater than Elohim, it would make sense that Tziyin has Havaya, and Yerushalayim is Elohim. Yet the Pasuk says the opposite. Shapchi Yerushalayim es Havaya, Hali elokayach tzion. So lechay says the chay the kasha tzion is pnimis Yerushalayim, and therefore ulam and niska gabi Yerushalayim. Shem havaya and vegabi tzion shem alukim. Okay, very simple question. If we're talking about Yerushalayim praising Hashem and tzion praising Hashem, obviously tzion is a greater level of praise than Yerushalayim because it's a deeper level. When you understand the greatness of somebody better, you can praise them better. So obviously tzion is the pnimius of Yerushalayim, so tzion has a better understanding of godliness than Yerushalayim does. So why is Yerushalayim praising Havaya, Yudke Vavke, and tzion is only praising Elokayach tzion, the level of Elokim? It should be the other way around. No, he says Tzion represents the pnimius of Yerushalayim. Ki mitzion teite teira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So again, in the same pasuk, Tzion is deeper, greater than Yerushalayim.
Higher than udvar Hashem, udvar Hashem.
Yeah, but this is teira.
Yerushalayim is more physical.
It's not, we're talking in spiritual realms, Yerushalayim is lower than Tzion is. What, David HaMelech? I don't know, we'll see. As they say in English, we'll live and learn. So he says like this, Ach inyan dinek siv yismach yisal ba'isav minatim gil v'malkum. Yismach yisal ba'isav. The Hashem, Abidin, will be happy with the one that made him. B'nei Tzion yagilu b'malkum. The Yidin, B'nei Tzion, will rejoice in their king. Mavor b'malkum achad. And the Maimer says, Asib Hashem, the B'chin is gilo, haynu k'meshu kosu v'gilu b'rodo. And the B'chin is gavay yesimi asimcha. We say in Sheva Brachas, gilo, rina, dita, v'chedva, okay. So you have Simcha and you have Gila. Which one's higher? So Gila is higher than Simcha.
What is eternal? What is external?
No, he says like this, he explains. The beginning of Tilim, it says, Vegilu Berada. They will rejoice trembling. Okay? It was interesting, during the Yom Kippur War, everybody was very depressed because the beginning of Yom Kippur War wasn't going too good. It wasn't going well at all. They broke through the bar level. I mean, it was a lot of issues then. So they were saying, and the Rebbe came out then, Sukkot, went into Sukkot. So the Rebbe is explaining on that Sukkot that you have to have Simcha. You have to be Besimcha. Sukkot, Manasach Vaseinu. B'chal, the Rebbe's opinion was, there's a problem. Simcha breaks it. Simcha prayed together. Simcha breaks all barriers. The Rebbe's opinion always was, God forbid somebody's sick, don't get depressed, be happy. This is the, be happy. So the Rebbe spoke many sikhs then during the Yom Kippur War, that it has to be the level of the gilu berodo. You have to be joyous with trembling. Now, seemingly, they're two opposites. You don't tremble when you're happy, and when you're happy, you don't tremble. So how does it work? So obviously we know what combines two opposites, a level above both. So how can you have gilu berada? How can you have joy, rejoicing, trembling? That's because you tap into a level that good and bad, happiness and trembling is all the same. Simcha is open simcha. Okay? Rejoice is not happy. Happiness you see much more on the person's face than when he's rejoicing. Rejoicing is a much deeper level than the level of simcha. Therefore, because it's a much deeper level, you can have two opposites at the same time. Gilu berod. Simcha is more outgoing, more gechitzenis. Right. When a person's happy, you see it on their face.
Say simple words, the external simcha, not the gila.
No, but you can't get to the panimi simcha in the way you are now. First, you need the external level of simcha. Then you can get to the deeper level of gila. And it says that the gilu lustig and frelich. Vibachin is gavar yesim yasim chlik. It says viki yiskalu so ava vayira. Mach misagili mechin is vaneira kel elyein. And he says the gam gila is also simcha shebepnim yisalev. Simcha is more internal. So it's not as revealed as simcha. So therefore, gila is a level of Seviv Kolalmin, and Simcha is Mamala Kolalmin. He says, Alma Diskasya, Ukinyin Luchas Achreni Shinitnu Bachashoy. Chassidus explains, you have the first Luchas, the second Luchas. The difference between the first Luchas, why they broke, and the second Luchas were done quietly, so Chassidus explains, well, the Medrash says it. The Luchas Shnias that were given by Chashoy, that lasted. Meaning, the first Luchas was a whole party, the whole fanfare. All the Jews came, and there was this, and the preparation, the whole commotion of Luchas Shnias broke. Second Luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu was himself up in the heaven, he did it himself quietly. You accomplish much more by doing things quietly than you do with the tumult. The Rebbe spoke, I mean, it's not exactly the same concept. When they were demonstrating for Russian Jewry, everybody was demonstrating all the... And the Rebbe was adamantly against it. The Rebbe said, you're making it worse.
Right. Send Gilad Shalit. Send Gilad Shalit.
Triple S
Shalit. What?
Gilad Shalit, when everybody, you know, the prisoner, the Israeli guy...
That's not... That's a different thing. The demonstrations against the Russians, the Rebbe said factually that it hurt more than it did good. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe was, you know, Russian and lived through the Rafidic Rebbe, Russian, you know, the communist, okay? The Rebbe said, I know that country. You want to get things accomplished, you do it back door, quietly. That's where you get it. When you make a tumult, they go against it. There was a whole issue when they used to send, and that's where the Rebbe worked, Bechlau. They used to send, remember those years ago, during the communist regime. The whole thing about sending matzahs to the Jews in Russia for Pesach and game, yeah, no, a whole ganze fight, yeah? The Rebbe was already sending matzahs to Russia in Cheshvan. Right after Tishrei, they already were baking matzahs for Russia. Because then there was no tumult yet. Oh, Pesach! Quietly, they were able to get in tons and tons of matzah into Russia because it was done quietly. And you see this even by Torah. The first luchas were given with a commotion, it broke. You want to get things done, you do it quietly. But in life, we know you want to accomplish something, you do it quietly. Then it's much. First luchas broke, and the second luchas lasted. What? I understand. But sometimes Torah says, like Halacha says, you always ask the experts. Torah says, you ask experts. If you want to know if somebody should fast on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, you don't ask a politician. You don't ask an engineer. We'll leave it just at that. Yeah, you don't. Who do you ask? You ask a doctor, correct? Medical things. You ask the expert in medical, who's officially a doctor. Yes. Okay. The Rebbe was screaming about giving back land, which the present government is really doing a bad job at. The Rebbe said, when you're talking about security, who are the experts in security? The army, not the politicians. Who knows security, what's safe and what's not safe? Right? The halacha is, the logic is, the army experts are the experts in security. Therefore, you don't ask a politician if he should give back land in Camp David. You know, what you do is you ask the experts, the soldiers. All the soldiers say 100% don't give back land because it's dangerous. You're giving, there's no buffer zone. You're giving that mamish oil. You're giving back what the Jews did, right? Even, anyway, there was two aspects where the Rebbe was fighting. Number one, Eretz Yisrael, that's biblical Eretz Yisrael, is a pasuk in Veschan Leisachanim. You're not allowed to give back land to Goyim that belong to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That's one issue. Which is partially a negative commandment of the Torah. You're not allowed to give back land to Goyim. Then the Rebbe said even Sinai, the Sinai Peninsula, which is not biblical Eretz Yisrael, that they gave back, the Rebbe was screaming against it. Why? Besides the fact there was oil and there was a buffer zone, and all the experts say if the Jews own Sinai Peninsula, there is a buffer zone. It's safer for the Jews. So that you are not allowed to give back, not because it's Eretz Yisrael that you're giving back. You're not allowed to give it back because it's Sakana. And who is to decide what Sakana is? Not the politicians, but the military people, because they're the experts in security. And the same thing, when you're dealing with Russians, you have to ask, not the American rabbis that don't know, you know. The Russians used to call, I know because the guys, my Russian friends in yeshiva, they weren't Russian, their parents are Russian. They used to call the American soldiers chocoladniks.
What?
Chocoladniks.
Chocoladniks.
Chocoladniks. You know what chocolate is? The Russian soldiers, the Russians, Bukhar used to laugh at the American soldiers. You give them a piece of chocolate to make them happy. So you used to call them chocoladniks. Okay? So you don't ask American people what's safe in Russia, what's the appropriate thing to. Yeah, it sounds good. Politically, you scream and yell and go to. But sometimes you make it worse. Right? I just read a story. A guy was on a plane. Or whatever, and somebody fainted. So a guy jumped over and was working on her. All of a sudden, this lady comes, I'm a nurse, get out of here, I know what to do. So okay, he leaves. And then he says, when it gets to the part that says, ask the doctor, you'll call me. This guy was a doctor, and she threw him away. You're a tumor. He went quietly, was saving the patient, you know what I mean? When it gets to the part, ask the doctor, call me.